And without his special source, then the Nizek could be forced to take whatever the Mazik gives him. He doesn't like it. But as long as he gets his amount, even if he has to collect it by recovering 10 poor fields, terrible fields, which he considers a nuisance, he is not entitled anymore as long as he gets his chayv. But there is a special schus, so the question is, what is the schus that the Torah gives the nizek?
The Rosh.
Yeah.
The Rosh is explaining this in Rabbi Yishmael Shita, correct?
No, Rabbi Akiva, two Shitas are in Rabbi Akiva, not in Rabbi Yishmael.
The Chronim asks why the Rosh is explaining in the Rabbi Yishmael.
Who asks?
I
don't understand it. It's no kashi. Because those Rishayim who say that even Rabbi Akiva is made it, even Rabbi Akiva is made in the case where the Mazik has Ziburias, Beninus, and Idias, and the Ziburias of the Mazik is as good as the Idias of the Nizek, and the Beninus is better than the Idias of the Nizek, and the Idias is much better, so then the Arishenim will say that even Rabbi Akiva will be made, that the Nizek is only entitled to collect from the Beninus, because he gets better, something better than the idiots, than his idiots. So the mention a raya from Rabbi Yishmael. So then the Rosh explains to Rabbi Yishmael that there shouldn't be a raya, but the Rosh says it in Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Yishmael. How could he say it in Rabbi Yishmael? Even in the case where the Mazik has Ziburias and Idias, and the Ziburias of the Mazik is as good as the Ziburias of the Mazik is as good as the Idias of the Nizek. So Rabbi Shmuel says that the Mazik can only be forced to give him Ziburias al haskamo v'chamo, where the Mazik has Ziburias and Beninus and Idias, and the Ziburias is as good, the Ziburias of the Mazik is as good as the Idias of the Nizek, and the Beninus is better than the Ziburias. Why should Rabbi Shmuel say in such a case that he is entitled to collect from the Beninus? That would be very unreasonable.
But that would only follow according to Rabbi Shmuel, but according to Rabbi Akiva, that you always been a mazik shayminan, so you're always going to pay from the idus of the mazik. So why would that be a raya for Rabbi?
Because those rishayim mention a raya from Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara mentions the case of the machleket between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, the case where there is where the Mazik has Ziburias and Idias, and the Ziburias of the Mazik is as good as the Idias of the Nizek, and the Idias of the Mazik is better. So then Rabbi Shmuel says he can only collect the Nizek from the Ziburias of the Mazik, and Rabbi Akiva says he can collect from the Idias of the Nazik. Why doesn't the Gemara say that the Machlekes, a big achidesh, that the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is in regard to the case where the Mazik has Ziburias and Beninus and Idias, and the Ziburias of the Mazik is as good as the Idias of the Nizek. The Beninus is better, and the Idias, of course, is even more better. So Rabbi Shmuel says that he collects from the Ziburias, and Rabbi Akiva says he collects from the Idias. Why doesn't Gemara say that? Because in that case, Rabbi Akiva wouldn't say that he collects from the Idias. In that case, Rabbi Akiva would say he collects from the Beninus. That's why he mentions that, but not, I mean, how it wouldn't even make sense.
So when the Rosh says that the Hani Zereshava Vahani Kro Tarvayul Shami Meitav, and
he's explaining Rabbi Shmuel.
But
that's why I didn't want to go over that, because we're not going over the Rosh yet, see inside. So I just wanted to point out Shittas Rishayim, which is a big shkiri, Shalibin Rav Akiva. But those Rishayim who say that in the case where the Mazik has Zibuyas, Beinus, and Nidias, and the Zibuyas is as good as the Idias of the Nizek, and the Beinus is better than the Idias of the Nizek, and the Idias of the Mazik is even more better than, so then even Rav Akiva would be made that the Nizek cannot collect from the Idias, but only from the Benias. They mention it from the Gemara that mentions the Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva to the case of where the Mazik has Zibuyas and Idias. Why doesn't the Gemara mention the case where the Mazik has Zibuyas, Benias, and Idias? So they say, because in that case, even Rabbi Akiva would be made these cannot collect from the Idias, only from the Benias. So he says no. So he explains it. Why does the Gemara mention that case and not the case? But not that those Rishonim say even according to Rabbi Akiva. So even that Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Shmuel in that case would say that he collects from the Beinus. Why should he collect from the Beinus? It would be unreasonable. Okay. So that's Rashi Shite. There is a machleke between Rabbon and Rav Shimon and Asiye, where Shir Shal Hedyesh, Shinoga Shal Hedyesh, is Chayv Potter. The Rabbon says Potter with Darshan, Reyu Vulay Shal Hedyesh, is Potter. So, but Rav Shimon and Asiye says no, on the contrary, if Shir Shal Hedyesh, Shinoga Shal Hedyesh, so being tam b'muad is mishalim nizek shol, mishalim nizek shol. We pass like the rabbanon, but the question is, according to the rabbanon, that a shir shal hediyet, shenogach shir shal hegdesh is potter ligamre, is it exos hakosuf only in keren? In keren, because keren is not muad mitchilosei, so meila there is hakosuf. The afrei of the shal hegdesh that he may share muet shal hegdesh she nogach she shal hegdesh is potter, but it doesn't apply to Adam Azik, to Shem Regel, and to Shem Regel and to Odom doesn't apply, or it applies to Omnizek. So Rashi Shite is the nogach she shal hegdesh potter v'yoadin chol shomizok. Now, it's not clear what Rashi means, because actually there are three Shittas Rishayim. There is one Shittas Rishayim that states the Shittas. That the Gezeiras HaKosuv of Reiyu v'Lish al-Hekdesh applies to all Maziki, not only to Keren, but Shem Regel, Bei, Rei, Shom Maziki, including Odom. But there is a Gemara in Asheil, says that Kiyechal Prat L'Mazik, so is Potter of Echemesh, but Keren is Chayev Mazik Hegdesh. So Teisa says that's only Midarabonon, but Midarai says if somebody is Odma Mazik Hegdesh, is Potter even of Keren. But Midarabonon, Keren is Chayev, but Chemesh is Potter. That's Teisa. Then the Arishenim will say that true, that there's a kosuf of Reyo Veloi Shal Hegdesh applies to all Mazik, but not to the Mazik. And the mazik is more chomer. All mazik applies to Shem Rego, but not on the mazik. And not on the mazik. And then the Arishenim is the Raivashiti is that the Xerzakosov of Reul Ishal Hegdesh applies only to Karen. Because Karen, after all, Meichatisa, should we say, that he's Potter, after all, why Loye Hegdesh Hedyet, generally speaking, so the din of Hedyet is not more chamor than Hegdesh. So if Shem V'Regel is Mazik, Hedyet is Chayev. Why shouldn't Hedyet be Chayev when it's Mazik Hegdesh? But we have Exos Hakosov, no Kashas. But Exos Hakosov is mentioned, Dabi Kerev is not mentioned, Dabi Adam Mazikin. So the Raivet, Rabin Yishaye, group of Rishenim, they say Shem V'Regel Hegdesh is Chayev. And Odom HaMazik, it goes without saying that he's Chayev. He goes Chayev. So you have three shittes. Now, Rashi says here, Sherei Yomra Achmonev L'Shir the Hegdesh, Dignogach Shir Shal Hegdesh Potter, V'Adin L'Chol Shal Nizok. So one thing is clear, without any doubt, that Rashi does not agree with the sheet of the Raivet and Rabbi Yishai that it's only a p'tur by Karen, but by Shem V'Regel is Chayev, because Rashi says explicitly, V'adin l'chol shal nizok. But whether Rashi sheet is like Teisves, that it applies to all mazik, including other mazik, and the Gemara in Asheil, ki yechal prat l'mazik, that is potter of Chemesh, but Karen Chayev means midrabonon is Chayev, Karen, but the rice is part of him of Karen. If Karen, or Rashi Shite is like the Rishen in the Rav Amiri, that the Xerzakosu for Frey of Lishal Hegdesh applies to all Nishkimomim, but not to Odom HaMazik. It's not clear. One thing is clear, that the Rashi does not agree with the Shite of the Raivet. I think there are Rashis from other Rashis that Rashi agrees with the Shite of Amiri. When Rashi says, V'adin chol shor nizokin, it means niskimomim, but Odom HaMazik is chayev. All right. V'adin chol shor nizokin, shimal is hegdesh potter. Lish na'achine, li'ol chenok atshir hegdesh, v'lemeike li'bachil az v'hem tei. So the hegdesh, mishun mishkachas lo, di'isod achirem li'kei animave, uchsod ahedye dome, v'lek li'mim ha'kalachina li'hegdesh. It's so the key if it's machim lekenim, who said the hegdesh namedaves kabayis, but there, suppose there is a so the hegdesh somebody was magdish a heg a sode libere kabayis, or a magdish bidil alter imichin is alter lacher she is be evil lekenim ave, tchsi voy a sode bisis be evil lekenim ave, vikedem bidie a mile bikakois. So according to that pshat, it's mashma that the only reason as to why the Gemara couldn't apply the Rabbi Akiva Kalachim Lehegdesh to Shem V'Regel or the Behime ate up a sode of Hegdesh is because we can't visualize it. Because Monefshach, if it's Chomikianim, so it's Hedyet. And if it's before, if it's before Pidyon, so Emile Bikakoi, so for another reason it couldn't be Chayev, because of Emile Bikakoi, but otherwise it won't be Chayev. So that Shita certainly agrees with the Shita of the Raivet. But then he says, for other reasons, we can't visualize it because he couldn't be chayev because a meal be kakois. All right. So ilim be Michael vachim leegdesh ilim no kachtur di donli to leegdesh shereyem achmon ishesh leegdesh elim achi alaimon lebere kabayis de osa gizba veishok omidies lo yehi al balchayv ubalchayv bibeinines. Because then it's like Balchay. V'chitim esovar alakive kol Balchay name b'idyes. because there is such a mandoma. There is such mandama. I made a mistake. So the Gemara says, Vichiteine. Maybe there should be one mandama. I can't find it. But the Gemara says, Vichiteine, Sovar Abakive, Kol Balchiv, Nam Bidye, Sikil Nifrach. Even if Abakive holds. So I have the impression there is one mandama, who said one time, who says Balchiv is Bidyes. I can't find it. So even if Rabbi Akiva holds that Kol Balchiv Nam Bidyes, so but that doesn't necessarily follow that by Hegdesh holds Mal Balchiv Shechen Yofi Kirchet Bin Zoki. So Mele is so Balchiv of Hedyet. So since Bin Zoki is Yofi Kirchet Bidyes, so Mele Balchiv also has the same Kirch. Mashein Kein Gabe Hegdesh Ubanizokin is totally Gamre. So some melee he doesn't have the schus of Idis. Tima Behegdesh Rakucha Minzok, so he cannot learn out Hegdesh from Hedit. So what does Rabbi Akiva mean Kalvachim Legdesh? So the Gemara says Leilom Nino Kachtura did only to the Hegdesh. Udikokashaloch, Sheir, Rei Om Rachmone, Velishir Shalakdesh. So he's put like Amre. Rabaki is so like Rapshim Nas, Tanya Rapshim Nasi Meir, Shir Shalakdesh and Rashir Shalakdesh Potter, Shir Shalakdesh and Rashir Shalakdesh, Bintam, Bimuid, Mishalim Nezek Shalay. Shalim Nezek Shalay. Now is there a Chumash? Oh, there is a Chumash, there is a Chumash. There is a Chumash, right? Okay. Now, Reb Shimon Menashe, the Rabbonim darshan, v'chigiv sheiri shesheir reiyu. So reiyu leish hagdash, that if his sheir hedyet is negiach, sheir hagdash is potter, bintam b'muet, so is potter. From reiyu, Reb Shimon Menashe, so he says just the reverse. Sheir shel hegdesh shenogach sheir shel hedyet is potter. Sheir shel hedyet shenogach sheir shel hegdesh v'intam b'moed nishalem nezek shalom. So, what does he do with Reyu? So, the aloche that sheir shel hedyet shenogach sheir shel hegdesh. Shir shel hedyet, shenogach shir shel hedyet. So, bintam bimuet is mishalem nezek sholem. How does he know that? So the answer is because the Torah says, "V'riyigef sheiri se sheireyu." The pasuk deals with tam, so is mechuyef chotzinezik. So, but Rabbanon darshan bin tam b'muet is potter, because. So we have exer zakosu by tam. How do we have exer zakosu by muet? So bishleim the rishenim who say that the same exer zakosu applies to all mazikim fine, but rishenim like the Raivet who say that the exer zakosu is only exer zakosu by keren, but shem the regel is chayev. So mele, so by keren itself, if only tam should be potah, because. The posik of Reu is mentioned to Gabitam, it's not mentioned in Gabimuet. So Rishenim raised that question. So they say, since there is no Chiv of Tam, there cannot be a Chiv of Muet either, you know, because there is no such thing that a Tam should be Potea and the Muet should be Chayev. Because if a Tam is Chayev Chotzinezek, Thuadoye become Chayev Nezek Shalek. But if there is no Chiv of Chotzinezek, by Tam, how can there be through Adoye a Chiyuv Nezek Shalach? The whole concept of Adoye means that it becomes, the Chiyuv is escalates through Adoye process. But since there is a Kosuf Ligabi Tam that is Potter, there couldn't be any Adoye. There can be Adoye from half damages to full damages, but there couldn't be Adoye from no damages to full damages. There is no such thing. Anyway, so according to the Rabbanon, so they know that the sheir shall head yet, shenogashir shall head yet, tam b'muet, is potali gamre. They learn it out from reyu v'lei shal hekdesh. But how do they know that shal hekdesh, shenogash sheir shall head yet, is also potach? How do you know that? So the Raivet other Rishenim say that we learn out from Sherish, because the Torah says, v'chi, as a matter of fact, the Mechilta says so. V'chi yigev Sherish Sherayu, v'chi yigev Sherish Limayit, but Sher Hegdesh Shenogach Sher Shlehedet is Potah, because it's not Ish. And then Sher Hedet Shenogach Sher Hegdesh is also Potah. That we Mimayit from Reu. That way Amai is from Reu. Now, but Reb Shimon ben Asyeh, he doubts the Reu different, in the reverse. Chiyigiv Sheris Sheireu, so only a Tam pays only Chotzenezek, but Lo Yishal Hegdesh, so even a Tam pays in the Shal. So he doubts the Reu Lichumre, that only Sheir Sheir shall head yet, Shenogach Sheir shall head yet, so Tam pays only Chotzenezek. But Sheir shall head yet, Shenogach Sheir shall headesh, so he pays in the Sholem even when he Tam. How does Rav Shimon Menasye know the other aloche, the Sheir shall headesh, Shenogach Sheir shall headesh? So he's potter ligamre. Sheir shel hegdesh and nogach sheir shel hegdesh is potter ligamre. How does he know that? So that he also learns out. V'chi yigiv sheiri shesheireyu. If it's sheir hegdesh, so then tam pays chotz nezek and mele muet pays in edek sholem. But if he's not a sheirish, if he's a sheir hegdesh, so there is no chiyuv altogether by Tam Chotzinezek and Mele by Muet Nezek Shalom. So in other words, it's from different psukim that we learn now. Not everything is deduced from Reu, but some one Ptur is deduced from Reu according to Rabbanon, and one Ptur is deduced from Sheirish, and Rav Shimon Asya also deduces from two psukim. But he deduces it in the other way. All right. So the Gemara says, "Leilam ninogach tuka di don litura de hegdish." Or the kash loch sheir yomachum leishes lehegdish. Rabbi Kibbutz Sovel kafshim menas. tangefshim asheimia shir shel hegdish un gash shel edit poter shir shel hegdish un gash shel hegdish bin tam bin muad mishal mil shal i hoche a bishmoyl rabbe kive mi mai di bi di es di mise vis boy es di mas i kriege since you mention that rabbe kive holds like rabbe shimon ben asye so why do you have to say that the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is on the question whether the nizek or the mazik? You could say no. Dil mekulal me the nizek shavim. And in the case of zib, where fieshlu the mazik ziboyes and idias, and the ziboyes the mazik is as good as the idias the nizek. So then you said that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the nizek shavim is gave from the ziboyes of the mazik that is as good as the idias of the nizek. Maybe Rabbi Akiva also. Remember, Rabbi Akiva also agrees with Rabbi Shmuel on that point. But the machlekes is in regard. The hocha beplukte Rabbi Shimon Nas. Rabbi Konovli. Rabbi Akiva sovak Rabbi Shimon Nas. Rabbi Shmuel sovak Rabbi. So how do you know that there is an extra machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? In regard to the question of the Nizek Shaminon or the Mazik Shaminon, maybe both agree that the Nizek Shaminon, but the machleket between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is whether we say like Rabbi Shimon Asi, Rabbi Akiva says like Rabbi Shimon Asi, and Rabbi Shmuel says like the Rabbon of Shimon Asi. Rabbi Akiva says like Shimon Asi, Rabbi Shmuel says like Rabbon. In Cain, you can't say that. Miley Boa Kosov. So why do they say Maile Boa Kosuf? The only thing that is chilek on Rabbi Shmuel is in regard to Hegdesh. So, but he says Boa Kosuf. Then he mentions an extra din. But the first din is not in regard to Hegdesh. The eight, Michael Achimel Hegdesh, the eight, Omar Ravashe, Tanya Behedye, Midem Sadeh, Midem Kam Yishalim, Midem Sadeh Yishal Nizek, Midem Kam Yishal Nizek, Diver Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva Ina, Midem Sadeh Yishal Mazik, Umeitav Kam Yishal Mazik. Now let's see the Rash. Tima Beg, the Shere Kulcha Min Zok, Lin Shok Nezek, Midem Tanya Shem Nasa, Mishpek Shesh Nogach, Mishal Nishol, Kadosh Lerei Hoche, Shere Shal Rei Ud, Rabbi Mazik Tam, Mishal Mochatsi Nezek. Aval Mazik Shesh Legdet, Mishal Mazik Nishol, Vafel Tam, Vikomar Bakive, the Shok Lehegdesh, Shield Mishere, Midis Kakori Shal Mazik, Dilni Kulam, Minidek Sham, Vilim Shal Mazik, Lazi Boya, so it will give us a Nizek, the Midra Bakive, Rabbi Shmuel, the Mishal Shal Nizek, Vilim Kumar Bakive, Nizek Omar, Vilim Boya La Fluge, Vilios La Flugale, Ella Behegdesh, or we plucked the Rabbi Shimnas, Rabbon Tlidi, Sham Rabakive, Rabbi Shmuel, Lair El Behegdet, Avniske Hegdesh, Potale, First Rabakive, Flugale, כי מה ליבה הכוס זה מה שמקרא גוף הפליגה ליבה הכוס הוא לא אחר אבל בן יתנם הפליגה ואיד מה יקרא לכם להגדש הויל מן הידי לי כמר רבה כי ואני זה כל רב כולו עושה יואב לי מה זה כמי זיפור יש מה יקרא לכם להגדש כלי הוא עושה אבא או רבה כי ויופה כי יחד להגדש בן זוקין ואומר אפילו אבא מה זה תם שוק להגדש נזק שולם ונפקו מראי ובאיתני בהד ידי מן הידי יש די כמר רבה כי ואמה זה כהן Now let's see the tastes. Rabbi Shmuel, Ochel Shmeila. Peosh, Bishlein, Ochel Shmeino, Mishalm Shmeino, that's fine. Al Ochel Kusha, man Mishalm Shmeino. Iname Ochel Peosh. Ki, wenn die Bishmeino, Mishalm Ele Shmeino, Dmoy Shizik, Vole Kansin, Ole Lishalm Yeisa, Ma Shizik. In King Shochel Kusha, Name Likin, Likisi, Lishalm Yeisa, Ma Shizik, Lishalm Shmeino. Why does Tasteless mention another pshat? Because you see, according to the first pshat, so the Gemara Smiya is directed against the possibility of Knas. But the Tasteless Agnosh, why is it so difficult? After all, we do find that the Torah counts in certain people. The research you think is Knas. Enes, Mifate, Gamev, Keifu is Knas. It's Yisa Mashiach. So why couldn't the Torah be mechayev in mazik yisa mashiach that if the behemoth of of Shimon. So he eats up an inferior quap of Reuven Sode, so he has to pay the value of the superior quap. He's a machinist. My Ganef pays careful, he's not. He's a machinist. He's also his machinist. Why is there such a tmiya? Why is such a tmiya? It's inconceivable. That's why Tesis mentions another pshat. It's not the kashis. According to the first pshat, so that tmiya is directed against the possibility, the suggestion that the contrary Shmuel, so Mazik pays it, the owner of his Shemberegel pays Yeser Mashiach. Meichatesh. But according to the second Lashon, no, the Tmiya is not directed against that. But Monefshech, if there is a Knas, there should be a Knas even when he eats Ishmein Olz. So he should always pay more than the value of the Hesnik. So in other words, if the Shmeino is worth $20, he should pay more than $20. But if the Shmeino is worth $20, he pays $20. And if the Krusha is worth $10, he also pays $20. That's not Mistad. That's why Tesvis mentioned another Pshat. In Amorah Purush, given the Shmeino, Mishal, Mishmeino, Mashizik, Likasin, Shalom, Yisim, Mashizik, in King Shahu, Krusha, Nabu, Liknesi, Lishalom, Yisim, Mashizik, Lishalom, Shmeino. Vim Tema, Amai Toet, Vebi Diver, Bishmoel, Lema, Shimochal, Krusha, Mishalom, Shmeino, Yisim, Diver, Rabakive, Dilme, Rabakive, Korma, Name, Shimochal, Arugo, Krusha, Mishalom, Arugo, Shmeino, Shim, Zeiso. This Kashi is directed against Hava. Again, the Makshin assumed at first that Rabbi Shmuel is Mechayef Yesa Mashizi. Why couldn't he make that same toys in regard to Rabbi Akiva also? Apparently, in Rabbi Akiva, he couldn't possibly say that Pshat. But only Rabbi Shmuel. Why? ויש לימה לפיכך תו בדיר רבי שמואל תפי בשם מקום הרב עקיבא ליבו הקוסו מליגלס נזוק מן הידיס משמע ששומע מרבי שמואל שבו הקוסו לחייב יסה משיזי from the lotion of רב עקיבא the way רב עקיבא talks to רבי שמואל ליבו הקוסו פליגלס נזוק מן הידיס so otherwise אלו in other words it's a coolant אלו ליגלס נזוק מן הידיס so in other words רבי Kive's formulation implies that Rabbi Akiva is a maker. And he says to him, no, you can't say like that. Because all the posuk tells is that he has to pay. That's all, not more. And implying that Rabbi Shmuel says that he pays more than the nezek. משהו שמור ישמעו שבא הקוס לחייב יסה מה שאיזיק כי אם לא אוכל קרושה משל משמי now the question is so now so the רשבו החידושי הרשבו is the cash אין לך נעם it's a nice deal from Rabbi Shmuel's from Rabbi Akiva's formulation ובו הקוסו פלוליגליס נזוק מן אידיאס משמע ששומע מרבי שמואל שבו הקוסוף לחייב יסה משיז so that has the connotation that רבי קיבי is maker whereas רבי שמואל is מחמר but the קשי is what's the מסקונה of the גמורה that the מחליק is between רבי שמואל and רבי קיבי is in the case of where the מזיק has the בויס and אידיאס and the זבויס of the מזיק is as good as the idiots of the Nizik. So then, and he also has idiots, so it's much better. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, he pays from his boyes, and according to Rabbi Akiva, he pays from the idiots. So who is more machmir? According to Maskana the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva is more machmir. How can that be reconciled with the lotion of Rabbi Akiva, Liboa Kosov, Ligvis Lunzok Nidias, which implies that Rabbi Akiva is Meikir and Rabbi Shmuel is Machmir, but the Kornel of Maskon of the Gemara is the other way around, so the Rashba has that Kash. Yes, the Kash, the Rashba first mentions the Teretz by Teisves, that the reason is why the Makshin made a choice in Rabbi Shmuel's the halacha, not in Rabbi Akiva's, because the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva implies that Rabbi Akiva is a maker. So, but if the Lashon implies Rabbi Akiva is a maker, according to the Haskon of the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva is a machl. So, the Rashba says, because there is a Gemara in Gittin, in Pirik HaMizokin, there is machlekes between the Chachomim and Rabbi Yisai Aglili. How do we appraise the Hezek? Shemberek. Shemberek lo mazik. No, like Shemberek. So, when the Shea eats up the crop of Reuven, sorry. So, the Chachomim say that the shumei is made in terms of the value of a sode beiso with the crop and the sode beiso without the crop. Let's say this is a sode beiso, and then the behime ate up one crop. So that sode beiso before it ate up its crop, so was worth, let's say, $1,000 before. Now that he ate up that crop, if he wanted to sell the sode beiso, he would get only, let's say, $950. So the difference, that's the shume that he has to pay. That's according to Chacham. Rabbi Yisai Aglili says, Nidin kim shuya shebe. That's nakenis. Nidin kim shuya shebe. That in other words, if he ate up a certain crop and at the time the behemoth ate up the crop in the sode, so the crop was not fully ripe. So according to Rabbi Yisai Aglili, we should first determine how much would that crop be worth by itself once it ripened completely. So if, when it ripened completely, so it would be worth, let's say, $80. Now that is, that he ate it up. So true, that crop itself, if it had been harvested and sold in the market, would be worth only, let's say, would be worth $60. $60. So according to Rabbi Yisai Aglili, he's mechuyev to pay $80. Now this kim shuya should pay. In other words, we consider what it have grown to. Had the behemoth not eaten it up. Had the behemoth not eaten up, so that crop would have grown into a crop that is worth $80. At that moment, if it had been harvested and sold in the market, it couldn't get more than $60. But if the behemoth had not intervened, then it would have ripened, and then that particular crop that the behemoth ate up would have been worth, after it was harvested, after it ripened, and then harvested, it would be worth $80. So according to Rabbi Yisai Aglili, the Baal Hashem has to pay $80. We pass like the Chacham. The Gemara in Akene says that Rabbi Yisai Aglili and Rabbi Shmuel Omru Dovarach. That's what the Gemara says. In the kings.
Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph.
the 11th line from the top. Omar Abai, Rabbi Yisai Aglili, Rabbi Shmuel Amu Dvarecho. Rabbi Yisai Aglili Hoda Amor. On the previous stuff, that we did Mushia Shepe. Rabbi Shmuel Ditani, Native Sadei Mizat Kalmi Yishalim. Native Sadei Shalmizim with Kalmi Shalmizim. Dear Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva Imeya, Libra Kosov Digis Nizok, Nidis Kalachim Lehegnish. The Loi Tame Kid Ravi Barobi. Domaravid Barobin Kishok Larugobin Arugis Ledinik Hushave Ishmina Vilamakum Slim Slim Mate Abdikash the Dohaloyam when my time is Havilovarai El Mate Abdil Kamei according to its potential. My new Kehadi salt. So, in other words, so there is in Rabbi Shmuel Saloche, there is a Chumre and there is a Kule. There is a Kule. That if the Zibuyas, the Mazik, is as good as the Idias of the Nizek, so then the Mazik can give him Zibuyas. That's the Kula. But then, that's the Kula of Rabbi Shmuel. But then there is a Chumre. There is a Chumre in Rabbi Shmuel's Halacha. That he says Nidin Kim Shuya Shabbay. Mashain ki Rabbi Akiva also has a Chumre. Everyone has a Chumre and the Kule. It's not that Rabbi Shmuel is Meikil and Rabbi Akiva is Machmir or vice versa. Everyone is Meikil and everyone is Machmir. And Rabbi Shmuel is Meikil in respect to the Indian. That if the Zibuyas of the Mazik is as good as the Idias of the Nizek, so he's Meikil, that the Mazik can give him the Zibuyas. And Rabbi Akiva is Machmir, no, the Mazik has to give him of his Idias. So, in this Indian, Rabbi Shmuel is Meikil and Rabbi Akiva is Machmir. But then there is another Machlekes, because Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yisai Aglili. So when is the behemoth eats up a certain crop, so he has to pay according to what it would be worth if the behemoth hadn't eaten it up, and then the crop would have reached its full maturity, so then it would be worth $80. So mele the balashaya, the balashen, has to pay $80. Whereas Rabbi Akiva, he holds like the Chachomim, that he doesn't pay for the potential. He pays only for the actual hezek, not what could have been. And even the actual hezek, he doesn't pay how much it would be worth by itself in the market, but the diminution. In terms of the Sotheby's saw, so Rabbi Akiva is a maker. So that's why Rabbi Akiva uses Loshen Ribua Akosi, the Lilis Nazok Nidias, to mention this code. That's Gemara Mefarshet, but that's what the Rashba says.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Would that be a problem with Rashi's Pshat Rabbi Shmuel?
What's Rashi's Pshat?
Rashi explains Rabbi Shmuel in the Havamina with Fi the Chachamim.
Oh, you mean that? In Ahnam is a good time. It's a good time. Okay. Well, Rashi was not interested in it. It's true. Okay, Ahnam. It's a time. It's a time. Okay. It's a time. All right. Can show you see the Nizek, the boy is the Mazik. Why couldn't we say just the reverse, the converse? Kigen shehoizo idias di mazik kizibuyas di nizek. Suppose idias di mazik is like kizibuyas di nizek. So then of course there couldn't be any machlekes, because in the case where the mazik has only one kind of sode, he pays from that sode. Doesn't make any difference, even if it's the poorest sode in the world. We are never mechayev a mazik to buy another sode. Bifrali mostel mimil kulam in mishalni the sheish living soch liknees. Kidabinli kamun ainli as a boy is con gave him as a boy is. Or be it out, the Gemara mentions a machlekes. Whether it's bidi bishalelo mishamin or bishalein sham. We say, a little bit of Rav Akiva, that we say bishal mazik shaminon. So what does it mean bishal mazik? According to his own standard, or it means shalmazik means they shall the general standard, the average standard. Now that's tough. Zayin on the days after the two dots. Boy minei Rav Shmuel barabe ma'akunye mirabbe ki shen shomim bishalein shomim ni bishalein shomim. Alibi de Rabbi Shmuel ti boyla otam nizek shaminon ki ti boyla halibi rakive de omad mazik shaminon mai meit af shde yom rachmon el limute de nizek oi dil me limute de almen amo omalei rachmon ama meit af shde yom vat amret bishalil mishal but then the Gemara mentions some achlekes and there is one man doma who says halibi rakive that it means bishalel misham. So Teisa says, "Umi oi bishalel mishamin have muscle in makin. The boy is the mazik, idi is the alma. The Rabbi Akiva is giving as the boy is, even though he is better, but since that generally speaking." So, on the whole, so the zibuyas of the mazik is as good as kiddi as the alme. If we say shalelo mishamin, alibid Rabbi Akiva, so then he can pave out of his zibuyas. Ul Rabbi Shmuel, so yoyev lein yidi as the nizek, because to get no abay, of course, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's an individual standard. Vafil mandon bishalein shamin. Have a motzel meima, the less little mazik, the kid is the nizik. The man doma kesef meita, the yishalm kesef Rabbi Shmuel, ul Rabbi Akiva li yishalim el meitav shalei. All right, shei reyu, teime, the lukmen bishin v'rei regol sheizik is ha-hegdish, the awesome liksiv reyu, umikeren lekel meilav. Now, so Rashi mentions the second lashon. Rashi mentions Lishnachin Lochem Okashir Hegdish, Viloimikali Bachilas Bemte, so the Egdish Shul Mishkahasta, these are the Cherem Likianimab, Uso Hedidon, Vilekli Mimakalachim Hegdish, Viso the Hegdish Namidab, Serb the Kabayis, cannot be visualized either. Oya Magdish, Pteol Alter, or Mirchin Slauter, Ach, someone of Shach, if Slach opinion, so it's Hedid. And if it is Meichel Alter and Yetzi B'Evel, it's again added. Only thing is, if it's before Pidyon. So if it's before Pidyon, it's not relevant because they mile b'kakois. How about the Rishenim who say that Shevaregul Tzayvet, for example, Rabbi Yishai, that if he share Hedyet, he's but the question is Monefsha. If it is Lach opinion, so it's Hedyet. If it's Gedin opinion, so then Emile Bikakois. So the Ravid says true Emile Bikakois. That doesn't mean that there is no Tashlum. So Rashi Shite, this is not Rashi Shite. There's the Lishna Achrine in Rashi, because the first lashon he says v'adin chol shom zoki, so the same as Hakosuf applies to Shemeregel also, but the second lashon agrees in principle with the Ravid. The example Hakosuf really shahegdesh is limited on the Karen. It's written by Karen. It's limited to Karen. It's not of general implication, but he say for another reason we couldn't apply Rabbi Akiva to the case of Shen V'Rei, because if the Shen of the behemoth eats up the Tvuya of Hegdesh of Isode, so in Ile B'Kakois. So the Raivit says true in Ile B'Kakois. The Raivit, Miri, but that doesn't mean that there is potter of Tashlumim, there is no Mile, but Tashlumim there is. Mile is a special aloche. What is Mile? Mile means that there is a Karen and the Chemesh and there is a Korb. So Kakois Amufke. But Tashlumim of Mazik, there's nothing to do with the Chiyu Mile. So Teisves also agrees with the Raivit. That's why Teisves says the Kashi, Viteime Velikme Bishavaregel. She is a Gesahegnish, the Hossam Lixiv Reyu, and we care on Lekal and Mela, the Nemeris Mithalos, who is the Roshovi, the Taras Nisina, and Shalom Kesed, Namoy of him, and his Kabul and Tashlum Meita, the Homil lift to Rekulam in Tomu, and which is Rabbin, the Kalim Slam, the Dosh, for Yesh Lema, the Kulan is Zokim Pturim Begdish, that's the Isha Shidi, Kidimucha Berushalm, Berishan Zokim, the Koma Hossam, Bamea Nankayomim, Ibeachshan zokin. That means niskimom. Ibeachshan zokin. Rosh Yerushalmi means niskimom. Not odma mazik. Hotinyon shirei leishes lehegdish. Vibe niski gufei. Hoton rapriya nizokin lehediet. Vei nizokin legeveya. Elo beimir ariel almon liberekabais. Mashmad lemishkachas nizokin lehegdish. Loi bishem veloi beregel veloi bana mazik. From that Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says, "V'ibin is kigufei hotone rapri and nizokin lehedin v'nizokin gevea." So it's mashma. Like this shite, what did the other Rishim do with that Yerushalmi? That's a kashma. Anyway, elo beim ariel imamone v'chei mashmas nis ditone nechosim sheim v'mile v'akulo oveskoi v'afil anzokin de odom v'iman domo maviz odom. Vihoda mashmuel bashel ki echal prat lemazik do mishal im chemesh umashma ho keren chayef mashma from the morning ashel that keren is chayef shahayni mid rabbonon but in so far as the kizeros hakosuf mid reis is concerned so ki echal prat lemazik in reis is part of everything even of keren but mid rabbonon is chayef keren but chemesh not in rabbonon vidire so the question is Vinira di Shon is Okin, di Ptira behegdesh, Gmira mi Kere, umi Odomu Rebeya. Because the Raivet says we cannot learn out from Keren, because Keren has a certain kule, that it's not Muid Mishulose, Mashein Kim, the Adam is even Iskimome, or Muid Mishuloson, and not a skull. So the fact that there is a Gersakosov, that Keren is Potter when it's Mazik Hegdesh, does not mean that all the other mazikim are also potter. So Teisves was also bothered by this kasha. How can we learn out from Keren? After all, Keren has a kule that is not with Tcholosi, but other mazikim are with Tcholosu, Amochomu. So we don't have exos hakos. So Teisves says we learn out not just from Keren, but we learn out from Keren, Odom and Beir. Because there is the extras akosul that beer is potter even in psuya migdosh called hegdesh. So we have extras akosul by odom ki yichal prat lemazik and according to Yishite, it's not only a ptur of chemesh, it's a ptur of keren also. And then we have a ptur by keren. So we learn out from atzadah shove from all these three. Vim teima heiche yalfin and shem mikul even from all the three milamdim, how could we learn out Shen, Mali Shen, Shen is a chumre that all these three milamdim don't possess? Mali Shen, Shishanel is Ikri Ishlema, the Eise Rol Lishayev, Oda Mazim Yodaim, Mimazik al Yodei Sheluach, Biyo. Vim teima, reyu, because we're achmon alomu, ho mechayei chal nafki, the So in other words, why do we need a posik by care if we have a posik by odom hamazik is poter alachas kamo v'chamo keren and odom hamazik v'yesh leima di lav de ashkechon di poter hamazik hegdesh lo yavad ashinan v'chiyecha v'chat lamazik al ma'al tchem v'chil kude. In other words, the amener v'sheni mu'ali v'dehem say that kiyecha v'chat lamazik is only ma'al tchem v'chil. But Karen not. Teis v'shita is that it's might Karen also. Well, how do we know that when the Torah says ki yechal prat l'mazik, the kavonas haTorah is to be might even Karen? Because we have a posik gabi Karen. You see, the term Karen I use twice in two different senses. Because we have Ezer's Hakosuv Gabishir Shenogach that is poter, so Mele we say that the Ezer's Hakosuv of Kiechal Pratli Mazik implies not only that he's poter of Chemesh, but he's poter of Keren also, principle, poter of the principal payment also. But if there hadn't been Ezer's Hakosuv Gabishir Shenogach, so then I would say that Ezer's Hakosuv of Kiechal Pratli Mazik implies only that he's poter of Chemesh, but not poter of Keren. I mean, as many Rishonim do say, I'll leave the Emes. V'yeish leima, di lav d'ashkon poter mazik hegdesh, v'yav ha'ashin hoche, ad l'ayav ha'ashin v'chiyecho patel mazik, v'mayit ha'chemish l'chude, v'af agav d'chiyecho b'tchum eksiv, v'shom chayev mazik, Karen, so there is chayev the moment he came. Mikol mokim haikrodich yeicha leinofik el mikro achrine the havek gezel chaveri mazike. In other words, the Ezer's Hakosuv keicho prat lemazik is mentioned by truma, and we learn out hegdesh from truma because hegdesh is like truma, and by truma the aloha is if somebody eats. If somebody is mazik, trumo, so is poter of chemish. Like this, if somebody eats trumo, if he's zar, eats trumo, so is chayv chemish, karen and the chemish. But if somebody is mazik, trumo, so is poter. If he's zar, is mazik trumo, so is poter. But karen is chayv. So this says the reason as to why. By Trumo, a Mazik Trumo, so it's Chayev, because the Kayev is a Bailim like any other Bailim. I mean, that wouldn't make sense that if somebody is Mazik, a Zah who is Mazik, the Trumo of Ikeyen, some Trumo should be potter of paying the Karen that every Mazik pays. So the reason is why is Mechuyev to pay Karen is not because of Trumo, because of any Mazik. After all, Momin Trumo is Momin Bailin like any other Momin. But insofar as the special Chiyuv of Keren V'Chemesh by Eichel Trumo is concerned, so there is a special Aloch that if a Zah eats Trumo, so then he has to pay Karen and Chemish. He has to pay Karen and Chemish. And the Allah, that's Kapora. And the Allah is, suppose Izar is Eichel Trumasatzin. Let's say his maternal grandfather was a Kayan. Is a Kayan. And so he yarshint from his maternal grandfather, from his mother's father, a lot of Trum. Then he eats it up. So he has to pay Karen and Chemish. He has to pay Karen and Chemish and give it to him. Boom. Peskapore. Then he can. There it's not a chiyuv misad mazik. It was his own truma. So Enoch Name, in the case of mazik, if if the maternal grandson of a Kayan would be mazik the tumor that is his own tumor, he wouldn't have to pay anything. Not chimesh and not kai. But the reason as to why we say that if a zah is mazik a Kayan's tumor, so he doesn't have to pay chimesh to the Kayan, but he has to pay karen to the Kayan. That's not because of the chiyuv of truma. That's because a Kayan is a bailin like anybody else. He has to pay, but mitzad the special parsha and chiyuv of zar shochel truma is concerned, we have exer sakosuf of kiyechal pratlin mazik that is part of everything. But bimtzias if he eats, if he's mazik the truma of Ikean, so true is potter of the whole chiyuv of the parsha of eichel truma. But Kerani has to pay on the score of general mazik. Why Ikean? He's a bailim of mome. This is what Jesus says. V'yesh leimah, and we say it applies to Hegdish also. So it's because of another Mechayev, not of the Mechayev of the parsha of Eichel Truma. מכל מהי קודח יאכל נופק על מקרו אחרי נדה וכגיז לחבר עם הזיקה ומי ולמן דאומה די ככיפה ברגל ליאסי מכל הנה דימה לקרם ועוד מובי עד למשל עם כיפה מפעם ראשינו לא רבתר אף טרפין דייס לי כיפה שולם ביטה מניח. Anyway, here there is just, it's late, so, but just one expression in case this, that the mikoma came, the afagav the chiyechal bitrumoksi, the shom chayev mazik keren, the moment. So is chayev keren not because of the parshe of echel tumo, because from detzeros akosuf chiyechal pratl mazik is mimayit of everything, not just chaymesh, keren also. And in Ochnami, in the case of a maternal grandson of a Kayan, who the truma is his, so then, and if he's mazik the his own truma, he's part of everything. He doesn't have to pay even keren to a keren, because it's nismayit ki yechal prat le mazik. But if he's mazik truma that does not belong to him, belongs to somebody else, so he's mechuyev mitzad general mazik. מקומו כמהי קודח יאכל נופק על מקרו אחינה דהווה כגזל חברי ומזיקי. Why does thesis emphasize the expression גזל חברי ומזיקי? Why doesn't thesis say על מקרו אחינה דהווה מזיק? Why גזל חברי ומזיקי? Well, he says מזיקי, but thesis probably has reference, I once mentioned that Gemore in Hagezel, Daf Tzadik Ches, I think. I think I mentioned it. Daf Tzadik Ches, Amud Aleph. The 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth line from the beginning of the Omet. Daf Tzadik Ches, Amud Aleph. Omar Rabbe, Hazirik Madbiya Shel Chavili and Agodil Potter. My time, Oma Homanach Kamo, Iboy Shakle. Suppose Reuven and Shimon stand at the shore at the beach, and then Shimon has a matbey in his hand. So Reuven pushes his hand, then the matbey falls into the Yamagot. So his potter, Rabbi says, why? Because he can say to him, what did I do to you? I wasn't mazik. I didn't break the coin. It's here, it's at the bottom of the sea. Why don't you go down and pick it up? He's not a mazik. Now the Rif says that we don't pass like Rabbi, because Rabbi Lishitose, who says that Gami is Potter. There's a Machlekes, Rami and the Chachonim, whether Gami is Chayef or Gami is Potter. Rabbi Paskins like the Mandoma, the Gami is Potter. But we Paskin like the Mandoma, the Gami is Chayef. Gami is Chayef. If Sevev Sharech from Chaveri, if somebody burns promissory notes, so he has to pay the full debt, not just the worth of the paper. The paper is a book, might be worth less than a pote, but he has to pay for the whole debt that's Gami. So Rabbi holds that Gami is Potter. So Meili says, Azerek Mabesh Chaveri Magodol, Avesh Magodol is Potter. Mashein Kein, we that Paskin, that Gami is Chayev. So he cannot tell him Manach Kamoch. Manach Kamoch is a svore that is not a mazik l'daim. But Gami it is. After all, he knows that it's not so simple to go down to the depths of the sea and pick it up. But that only means that he's not a mazik l'daim. But Gami is. So Mele the Rif says, we don't pass like Gami. But anyway, assuming that Gami is Potter, so Zirik, Mabish, Chavirim, Magodl is Potter. Why? Because he's not in Mazib Yodai. Homanach Kamach, Iboi Yishak, Vahan Mile Bitzlul in the Kachozale. In other words, only in the water is clear. So you can see it. But it's not simple, it's very deep. So he doesn't want to go down, but he can see it. Mashain Kein. If it's not seen, if the water is not transparent, if the matbeya cannot even be seen, so that's then is considered a mazik b'yodayim, not just gami. So it's chayav. V'hane mile b'tzluni chozole, aval achurin loy chozole loy. V'hane mile, even if it's lulin, so when do we say it's pota? Because manach kamoch. The adi means Shimon was holding the coin and he's closing his fist. So he pushed his hand, Mimele, the fist of Shimon opened up and it fell down. There was no likicha of the coin. Aval shakla biyadai, mikze gazle hashove boy merit. But suppose Ruvain, first he takes out the coin from Shimon's hand, then he drops it into the yam, then he cannot say, Hamanach kamach. You see it, you don't like to go down to the FLC, that's too bad for you, you cannot see it. Because if he just pushes his hand, so he can only be mechuyev on the score of mazik. So the score of mazik, if it can be seen, but he doesn't like to go down to the depths of the sea, he's not a mazik b'yadayim. Mashinkin, if he took it and it's within, then we don't have to resort to the mechayev of mazik. Then there is a chiv of Gazel. So what do we see from this Gemara? I once mentioned the Reb Chaim, that we see from this Gemara that Gazel doesn't mean if somebody takes something in order to use it. You know, the usual Gazel, when he gazels a coin, why does he gazel? He wants to use it. But here, he gazled it, he took it out from his hand in order to be ma'abed and be a dying. He's also a Gazel. That's the Allah. So that's why Teisve says, in other words, we see from this Gemara that when do we have to resort to a chiyuv of mazik, mele, if it can be seen, so he can tell him, why don't you pick it up? It's not easy. All right, that's too bad for you. But if he makes a king in it, he takes out the coin, he makes a boy, and then he throws it in the sea, even though the intention of taking it out from Shimon's hand was not to appropriate it to his own use, but just to be ma'abedet, he's still a gazlan. That's why, so mainly in the case where somebody takes a chayfetz, takes truma, and he's mazik it, he wasn't mazik the truma while the truma was in the king's hand. He took it from him. So then there are two chiyuvim. He's mechuyev misad mazik and he's mechuyev misad gazlan. That's why Teisves emphasizes the expression de havalei ki gezel chaver maziki. Not just mazik, but gezel also. Siv meitav sodeu meitav karmi yishalei meitavein midachin alosh. That the mazik has to pay out of the best. Vatanya Yoshiv Rabbi Shovekot Kesev Afilu Subi. He can pay you anything. Yoshiv Kesef Yoshiv Libolov Davil Imnichta Balabir Yishali Kesef Libolov Yoshiv Dikos Vrachmona Lomoli Hoyu Kvor Kosav Yishalim Tvotiv Yishalim Rabbis Kolashovitz. So what is it? The purpose is the Rabbis Kolashovitz. So so the Torah says already, Balabir Yishalim. Why again, Kesef Yoshev Libolov? Doesn't Balabir Yishalim express the same thing? So it's really a ribu. This is what Rashi says. Kesef Yoshev Libolov, the Havel Mirta Balabir Yishalim, Kesef Libolov. Why Kesef Yoshev Libolov? All right, so the Torah has to mention Kesef. But why does the Torah have to say Yoshiv Libolov? So the Torah could have said Balabeya Yishalim Kesef Libolov. Why Kesef Yoshiv Libolov? Yishalim Kesef Libolov. Yoshiv, because so the Yoshiv is superfluous. Yoshiv is because Rachmona Lomali Hoyuk for Siv Yishalim. So the answer is it's Marbe Kolashovis Ibn Subi. Subin is bran, you know, the grain that is not. Yes, I mean it's not really good. I mean it's usually used for behemoths, but today, you know, whole wheat consists of subin. I mean it's very helpful, but it's not considered the best type of food.
They said we give the bran to our cattle and we eat the good flour. The cattle gets fat and fine and we get sick.
Whole wheat consists of subin. Whole wheat consists of subin. But subin is not the best kind of commodities, mitalta. So it is still loikash. That's the kasha that Abaye asked of Rove, and Rove said, "Loi kasha, kami daite, kam balkor." In other words, the posik of meitav sudeyu meitav kami yishalei, which insists upon meitav, has reference to the case of balkor, where let's say the mazik didn't want to pay. He had to be called to Bezdin. So then, since he gave him a lot of trouble, some mele, he has to pay meitav. But, and the posik, Yoshi Rabbi Shove Kesev Vafilu Subin is reference to the case where the Mazik didn't give them trouble. He offered to pay voluntarily Mersinati. Now yesterday I mentioned the Raya, that the Aloha of Meitav does not mean that the Mazik is Chayav Meitav. In Chiyuvim, in the Shibud Aguf, there is no such thing as Meitav, Beinis, Idias, Beinis, Ibuyas. Shibud Aguf means I own money. If somebody was Mazik Isode, if the Shen ate up the crop, Ruben Shen, Behemet, ate up a Shimon's crop, so then if the Hezek is worth $50, so he owes him $50. That's what I have to say. Idias, Beinis, Ibuyas. In Shibud Aguf, there is a Shibud Aguf. He owes him money. An X amount of money. That's all. So, as far as the Chayv is concerned, so there is no such thing as Idias, Beinis, Ibuyas. But the Alochas of Idias, Beinis, Ibuyas, the Tzchus Gvir. In other words, a nizek has his chuzgvir to collect the $50. From Idias, a balchayv has the schus to collect it from Beines, and the nisho has the schus to collect it from the boyas only. But, so it's only in schusim, but as far as the chayv is concerned, there is no such thing. Idias, Beines, the boyas. So may we understand why Rove said at first that the aloha of Meitav is only when he has to be forced to pay, when he doesn't want to
take
pay.
Him to court.
Yeah, he takes him to best. Some mele, he acquires this chuz gvir to collect from the best. Mashein king or mitzene ateiv, he's ready to pay, then he doesn't have his chuz gvir of idis. All right. Omarule breid raveloye dekename dechsiv Yishalem Kesef Yoshiv Balabir Yishalem. In other words, he must pay whether he likes it or not. So Shalem Balkoch Omlabai and the country Miksiv Yishulam. If the Torah had said Kesef Yishulam Libalov, so then, I mean, Balabeya. That means that if the Torah had said Yishulam, so it couldn't say Balabeya. Yeah, it would say Yishulam. Balabeya Yishulam is a chayach. I mean, so some other expression would have to be said. So then, if the Torah had said Yishulam Lehanizek, so then it would mean Balkoche, but it says Balabeya Yishalem, so that Yishalem Ksiv, Midaiti Mashma, doesn't mean Midaiti Mashma, only Midaiti. Yishalem includes Midaiti and Balkoche, it's not that Yishalem has the connotation Dafke Midaiti, it includes everything. Let's see the Rashi. Midaite imishalim mazik niski midaite leatrach elitzikolavi bezden shokol sub aval minereitza mazik lishalim niski linizek elavi bezden dainem balkorche in imishalim alekes deikename dechsiv gabi meitaf sigi shalim. Oh no, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's not from the Yishalem of Kesef Yishalem. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. So that's it. It's from Meitav Sodeo, Meitav Karma, Yishalem. So, if that's from that Pasik, not Yishalem. I made a mistake. Not from Blaber Yishalem. But Meitav Sodeo, Meitav Karma, Yishalem. In Shmeis Chav Beis, Pasik Dalet, some Melaiv, the Torah had said, Meitav Sodeo, Meitav Karma, Yishulam. Then you could say it. It has to be paid Bal Korche, but Yishalem includes Bal Korche and Midaiti. doesn't mean only deity, but name midaiti. Alright, so what is the terrorist? Elo Marabai. This is a very complicated sugi. Elo Marabai. Kiduma, like Rabbi. Ditanye, Harei Shoyri brought him so the sukkom. Somebody has bought him Sadi Sikomi, and he can't find anybody to sell to. Machil Nesi Maiseroni Admerz. You can be Machil in Maiseroni up to a half. What does it mean up to a half? So there are several pshotim up to a half. According to one pshat, it means up to a half of the sign Zeus. It's according to the first Loshon in Rashi. And another pshat is up to a half, in other words, until he finds someone to whom he can sell to half of the original price. So then, we'll see. I mean, there are several pshat. Vavinam boy ad mechso. Now, but one thing. In order to understand this Gemara, we have to take notice of a Mishnah in Peya Perikei. Otherwise, you can't understand the Gemara. Perikei of Peya, Mishnah Dalet. Barabai Shoreve Amimokim Limokim. V'tzorich litil leket shikchol peya maizroni yite uchshiyazel beisi yishal. Dear Ablaza, v'chachomim emrim oni hoyo beisi shor. So we see that in Matnitones Aniyim there are two kinds of sosi. If somebody is a real oni on a permanent level, a real oni, a poor man, he doesn't possess Masayim Zuz. Masayim Zuz means in Bisman Chazal, so if somebody had Mosayim Zuz, so he could buy a piece of kark and make a living. So, make a living.
Go to business.
Whatever. He could make a living. In other words, Anoni is somebody who is able to make a living. He has enough to make a living. And that's Anoni. So that's Mosayim Zuz. So, one halacha is that Matonis Aniyim leke chikhol peye. So anyone who is a real oni, who doesn't possess Mosayim Zuz, is allowed to take it. So the halacha is, he can take it one time, even a thousand, even 10,000 Zuz. But then there is another halacha. Somebody is a millionaire. Balabai Shoyeiva Mimokim Mokim is a millionaire. He can be a billionaire. Isher Eichmann himself. But he passes by a certain city. He has no cash with him. He has no credit card. He has no checks. Nothing. So he's temporarily, he's a poor man. But only temporarily he's a poor man. But in general, he's a rich man. He's an Oshia. So then, Bein Rab Lezer and Bein Chachomim agree that he can take like a chikropay in order to sustain himself. The machleket between Rav Lezer and the Chachomim is when he comes back home, so Rav Lezer says he's mechuyef to reimburse the leket shikhol peye, and the Chachomim say only hoye bezisho, and we pass on like the Chachomim. So that means that there are two kinds of schus in Matanis Ani. One schus is vested in a real oni, who is an oni on a permanent level. That he has his chus to take from Matanis Aniyim. He can take at one time even 1,000 Zuz. And 1,000 Zuz doesn't mean 1,000 Zuz. It can be 10,000 zush also, but it's not, it cannot be visualized that you have such an opportunity. But it can take any amount of money at one time, not two times, because once he takes 200 zush one time, he is nosher already. But at one time, he can take even 1,000 zush. That's one zush that is vested in a real honor, full on. Then somebody is a nosher, but temporarily is an honor because he doesn't, he's passing by, he's a stranger, and he has no way, you know, of sustaining himself. So then the Chachom say, Oni hoya beis isho, and he doesn't even have to reimburse the matanisanim. So it's another source. So you have to take, so this Gemara, this Braise is based upon that source, otherwise you can't understand it. Kid Eloma Rabbi, Kidima, Titanye, Arei Shohoyoloi, Dotim Sodisikom, Vinim Eitzeli Meichon, Machil Neisi Maisaron Yad Merzo. Now let's see the Rashi. Mi Shohoyoloi Sodis Botim Chom, several Pshotim here. Rashi has two Pshotim, and then Teisves has one in line with Rashi's Gears, and then Ravalfes is another Gears. So mi shohoyolei sodis botis chomim shovim osayim zuz. So in other words, if everything had been kitikunon, so then he would be an osha. Utnam misaras peye mi sheishli mosayim zuz liit lekechikho peye maisaroni dlavonyu vinim tsogez lanim hoyolei mosayim zuz chosadinea Vinosnly Shove Alevzus, Bibasaha, Sarizayite, Vise Yeshli bought him, so this is a chromium, Shove Masaim Zuz. But he has a problem. He can't sell it at its real price. Avalinate Limkea, Machil Neise, Maiseroni Ad Merzo. So that's Rashi's Pshat in the first Losh. Machil Neise, Rason Ad Merzo. So he can take from Maiseroni up to Meozus. Shove meyazus vikakei sof yimke b'meyazus ditfei mipalgil izay leilom v'ayesh l'masayim zuz. In other words, so Rashi, the way Rashi explains it at the very outset, because as long as he's a noni, he doesn't have masayim zuz, he's allowed to take anything in the world. But here, he regularly, ordinarily, it's worth Masayim Zuz, but right now he cannot sell it for Masayim Zuz, so he's allowed to take up to Meir Zuz. That's the maximum. Why up to Meir Zuz? Because the lowest at which he could sell it is 100 Zuz. That's not Shayach, that a piece of land that is worth 200 zuz should decline so much that it should be worth less than 100 zuz. So the lowest price to which it could decline is 100 zuz. So Mele, if he takes, he can sell his land and he'll have 100 zuz. And then he's allowed to take another 100 zuz from Leke Shikope. Why don't we say, why don't we apply the regular guideline? If somebody does not have a Mosayim Zuz, he can take Elef Zuz. The answer is here, we can't apply the general guideline for a real poor man. Because this is not a poor man. Ordinarily, his karka is worth at least 200 Zuz. But right now, for some reason, there is decline in the price. So it can only be considered as a poor man on a temporary. So it's like the Mishnah in Pirkei, in Peir, that even a rich man, if temporarily for some reason he's poor, so then he's allowed to sustain himself, but he's not allowed to take Elef Zuz at one time. That not only a full poor man is allowed to take Elef Zuz at one time. But
this man can take 200 zuz. This Baal boss that's passing.
Yeah, 200 zuz here, because Bisman Chazal, so 200 zuz was meant that he can sustain himself.
Some kind of business.
Whatever. So Mimele, he can take only to have 200 zuz, to become an osher. But he cannot take 1,000 zuz one time, because for that only a one who is a poor man on a permanent level. He is not a poor man on a permanent level, because in no probability the price of the land will go up, only temporarily decline. So Mele, he has the same din as Balabai Shoyed and Mokim Yomokim. So he's not allowed to take Elefzus, so he only to sustain himself. So here, to sustain himself means he'll sell the kakoyis for 100 zuz, and then he'll get another 100 zuz, so he'll be restored to his original position. So Mele, we apply the aloche mentioned in Pirkei of Pei. So then the Gemara says, If every piece of land in that place declined, and Mimele, his piece of land also declined, so why does the Braise say he can only take a minimum so that he'll have in total 200 zuz? So he's an oni. In other words, an oni by definition is one who doesn't own 200 zuz. Now, until now, he owned 200 zuz, but now there is a decline in the price. So he owns less than 200 zuz, so he's an oni. He's an oni, he should be able to take even 1,000 zuz. Why only 100 zuz to, so that he'll be able to have 200 zuz? So, he who's la'arati di kulalme, vididei name zol ba'adaye afilu tu v'nam lispe, because that's in line with the current price, that it's only worth 100 zuz, so he's an oni. Even if somebody owns 199 zoos, he's allowed to take 11 zoos. Here he owns only 100 zoos, so he should be allowed to take 11 zoos also. After two vename, do zul de kulaume name, elo de ikerarete de kulaume, vididei aide dial vinofika zuse, zoare, but the price is reference to the case where there hasn't been a general decline in the price of land. But people know, they take advantage, they know that he needs money, so then they only offer him $100 for his karkois, $100. But that means that he really owns karke that is worth $200. But people are taking advantage of him, they are exploiting his dire situation. So Mimele, that means that he's an Osher. He's an Osher. So Mimele, and he's an Osher. So Vididei Adidai Vinofika Zuzi Zolare Afriputin Amelilispele. So how is he allowed to take 100 Zuz? He shouldn't be allowed to take one penny, because he's an Osher. Lispele, shall he shove his carcass of Messiah Zeus? Ivomama. So, how did Rabbi explain the price? Vomama, lo, loitzriche, the Bieme de Nissen Yakrarati. The Bieme de Nissen, so the price is 200 Zeus. It's always like that. It's not because something happened. But it's always like that. In Nissen, the price of his property, of his land, is 200 zuz. Uviemetish rezolaret. It's only 100 zuz. 100 zuz, or little above 100. So, the kulaume natrad nisim is up. So, what do people do? If there is nothing that forces them to sell, so they don't sell in Tishre. Why should they sell in Tishre and get such a low price? So, they wait till Nis. But he needs money. kidahasht, he must sell it. So at power gehu chalemezel, up to a half of its original value, is the derech. Tvei lavur chalemezel. So memela, what kind of aloha do we see from this price? That if, you know, sometimes there is a change in price, so a piece of land might be worth 200 zuz, and then all of a sudden there is a decline. But so then the new price, that's the value of the piece of land. But suppose it happens regularly every year like that. In Nissan it's worth, people pay 100 zuz. I mean, in Tishrei they pay 100 zuz, and in Nissan they pay 200 zuz. So then both prices attach to the piece of land all the time of the year. We do not say that it has a changed value. It has two prices. After all, you know, there are many commodities, you know. So if you sell it retail, so you get, let's say, you get, let's say, 50 cents a dozen oranges. But if you sell it wholesale, so it will mean 20 cents, you know, for each dozen oranges. So melee, so here too, the future price and the present price attach right now to the commodity, to the piece of land. We do not say if in Tishrei people pay for the piece of land hundreds of, and in Nissan they pay 200 zuz, that in Tishrei it's worth 100 zuz, and in Nissan it's worth 200 zuz. Now, since it's a regular thing every year like that, so both prices attach to the piece of land. So it's like two prices, wholesale price and a retail price. So both attach, matter of fact, is there a Gemara b'Metzia? No. No, the moment see.